you bake your best with Pillsbury's Best. Pillsbury, the greatest name in flour, presents Arthur Godfrey Time. Yes, it is Arthur Godfrey Time with all the little Godfreys. Jeanette Davis, the Mariners, and Archie Blyer and his orchestra. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur the Old Sack Godfrey!
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy. Look at me here. I'm a little heavy laden, but everybody calls me baby. All the junk I have to take with me in my pockets. Why don't they invent something that a man can carry his stuff in instead of his pockets? You have a pocketbook? Why do I have all that junk in that pocketbook? I don't know what's in it. All I need is my pilot's license and my driver's license, and look what I got in there. And every time you go through it, you think, oh, no, I can't throw that. No, I can't throw that. So you keep saving it. And... oh, me. Don't let me forget this now, will you? This is our last show with you here in New York until September. Robert Q. Lewis is going to take over for us again this year. All the little Godfreys will be here. And I trust you'll just bake every day with Pillsbury's Best, I hope. 4 times a day you'll bake. Pillsbury's Best. I hope you will excuse my informal attire. I'm getting a little Honolulu-ish already. For your folks at home, I might describe my shirt. It's one of those Aloha shirts, you know. The Duke Kahanamoku made this for me. It's a very pretty thing. It's open at the throat. And it's approximately the color of one of Colby's livers. The small pattern here, that's the bacon. The small pattern. I want to explain that I wouldn't be wearing this shirt except for an accident that happened. You see, I sent all my white shirts out to be washed, and Bill Lawrence's clothesline broke. I'm going to miss your hand on my laundry, boy. He's been doing all the laundry for the cast all summer. He does it beautifully, too. Jeanette's unmentionables. It's been wonderful. Well, come on, you folks. I want you to sing for me once more. No, tomorrow you do one more for me. I'll be out in Denver, be the Lord willing. We will do our part of the show from Denver tomorrow, listening to you kids. And Jeanette, you come and still sing a song for me, will you? How about the lullaby of Broadway? Let me take that away, ringing in my ears.
Come on along and listen to lullaby of Broadway. The hip hooray and ballyhoo, lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodils who entertain, at Angelo's and Maxie's when a Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Hey, come on along and listen to a lullaby of Broadway. The hidey-hi and boop-a-doo, a lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock by your baby round till everything gets hazy. Hush, bye, I'll buy you this and that. You hear a daddy saying, and baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call
To the lullaby.
Gee, that's good, Jan. That's fine. That's wonderful. Charlie Slocum, who was one of our staff here, who come up now and then with witty sayings for me to ad-lib, says that he's pretty quick to criticize usually, so he thinks it's only fair that he congratulates this morning the Long Island Railroad. Well, he says their crack 826 train from Merrick arrived in New York 3 minutes early this morning.
Well...
He says, the next thing you know, they're liable to stop at the right station. So a lot of you guys live out there in Merrick, huh? Tom, Charlie?
Charlie.
You?
Well, I'm 12 miles beyond there, Arthur. I'm out at Nassau Shores, Massapequa.
How do you say that?
Massapequa.
Massapequa. Huh?
Old Indian.
Old Indian, yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes, so is Merrick, as a matter of fact. Maroki was the Indian term.
Maroki is Indian?
Yes. M-A-R-O-K-E.
Sounds lasagna to me. Maroki. Hey, I got a wire from Huntington, West Virginia. Jimmy Hetzer, K-Y-O-W Virginia Fair Corporation. He says, how do you pronounce K-Y-O-W-V-A?
I don't think you do.
Kiowa. Kiowa. He says, extending most cordial invitation for your participation, Mammoth Outdoor Wedding, to be performed at Kiowa Fair, Monday, August 14th, Huntington, West Virginia. Don't worry, relax. We want you to give away the bride. You get top billing, but no headaches. What do you mean, guest at a wedding and no headaches? What about the next morning? Brother, I've been to West Virginia, and I know. They got a beverage down there they call Old Mule Train. Yeah, one drink and something cracks. Well, thank you very much, Jimmy, but I'll be in Honolulu, the Lord willing. You give the bride away. I don't want her. This is Pillsbury Hour, huh? We're giving away something here for two bits that... Well, you just couldn't... If this thing were just a book on sale as a book, it would cost you a buck anyhow. It's a wonderful book full of 100 prize-winning recipes adapted for your use by Ann Pillsbury, you know, one of the Pillsbury girls. And she's the director of Pillsbury's Home Service Center. And she has adapted all of these wonderful prize-winning recipes that came out of that $100,000 contest last year. Put them in this book with color pictures. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? Look at that picture of a stew with dumplings. And there's a Mount Vernon dessert there. Lady won $1,000 for that. And here's a chocolate cream mint pie. Isn't that a pretty thing? How much did she win for that? About $1.50, I guess. But anyway, it's full of those things, see, and it's a wonderful recipe book. Recipes that came from folks all over America, from every state in the union. And you ought to get one of these. And you can have it by sending 25 cents in your name and address to me at Box 1191, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Don't send it to me in Honolulu, will you? I don't want the two bits over there. Just send the two bits to me at my Midwest address. Box 1191, Minneapolis, Minnesota. You got it? Yeah. If we send it to Honolulu, Mug will get it and she'll spend it. So don't send any two bits over there. Send it to Box 1191, 1191, 1191, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Give us your name and address, and they'll send you this recipe book, which you really should have. It's a honey. I don't know if anybody in the studio noticed it, but this morning our genial maestro, Archie Blyer, here, is in a pretty good mood. Did you notice? It all started from something he read in the paper yesterday. Raccoon coats are coming back. Archie figures if an old, worn-out raccoon coat can come back, so can he. Well, you're not going to hear much of this ukulele, so I better play for you this morning. Boy. Isn't that the one I loaned to Jim? Huh? Where'd that come from? This is the one I want to play. This is the one Eddie Connors made specially for me. This was the original one, and it has a beautiful tone. Give me an E, Rip. Is it all right? A little flat? Let's play something. One of the real standard features of the program. You won't hear it very often anymore. Huh? Sleeping all the day, how you speak to me, I die that way. Never make no dime that way. Sleeping in the noon. In the sun, how you expect to get your day's work done? Never get your day's work done. Sleeping in the noonday. How you speak to me, I die that way. Never make no dime that way. We're looking here. He'd never get a word. Don't forget to get this prize-winning recipe book now, will you? 25 cents. Your name and address. Send it to me, Box 11911, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.